Welcome back, Brett Mack.
G'day, PT. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Tracky Dack Friday, as a matter of fact.
Oh, you have too.
Yep.
You could have at least washed and ironed them.
No, you don't iron. Well, you wash them. I definitely wash them.
Do you really?
Yeah,
judging
absolutely.
By those bad boys haven't been washed
Get
for a while.
Get out with you. They're just an off grey. That's all they are. And they're a bit bald because I think they're going through their third winter.
Are they really?
Because unlike other people I know whom have to go shopping regularly to keep up to date with the latest in fashion, not you, Brett Mack.
Hey, there's nothing wrong
just
with the
80s. Just other people I know. I keep my stuff good.
Ouch.
Thus I wash, iron and hang them. And it's not costing me lots of money in fashion.
Big shout out to the Big W Tracky Dack Department this morning. Clothing. The host of the big show.
It was actually Kmart,
oh, was
but anyway.
Classy.
Very classy. And what I'll do is I'll pop in at the end of winter and get all the big bargains.
Oh, that's the way to do it.
And throw them in the cupboard for next year.
There you go.
All good.
You're an ideas man.
Speaking of bargains, a man who threw out a hard drive containing $261 million of Bitcoin wants to use robot dogs to dig it up out of the tip.
What?
What happened? He's had Bitcoin on his computer back in 2009 when the currency was almost worthless, and he chucked it away by mistake in 2013. But of course, the value of Bitcoin has now gone through the roof. Well, it's a bit bride's nighty, but
yeah, look at your investment.
I was getting to that.
More down than up.
The IT engineer wants to spend $19 million hiring a firm used by NASA to use robot dogs to dig through rubbish at a landfill site in his latest bid to retrieve the fortune. I'd say just give it up, mate.
Wow.
It's just lost, you know. Find yourself a job. A good paying one, you can get some Bitcoin back.
Can we get an update on your investment, please?
Yes, you can.
I always find this amusing. Started at, was it $2,000?
Okay, just for those who don't know about my crypto, my foray into cryptocurrency, a couple of years ago, nearly 2 years ago now, I gave up smoking. And the first $2,000 I saved, I decided to invest in crypto.
Yeah. On paper, it was a good idea.
Oh, in my mind, it was a good idea. On paper, it was an even better idea. It's not anymore.
How much?
I've lost $1,740.99. My account value at the moment, Australian, is $261. That's a loss of 86.96%. Here's my advice to you, Big Show family. Don't ever invest in crypto.
Put your cash in the freezer instead.
Yep. My nan put it in there.
Yeah. That's a great spot to keep it.
When she passed away... my pa was left, but he didn't last long because he had broken heart syndrome.
Oh, no.
And he passed away not long after. Yeah. It was sad. But when we were cleaning out the house, I opened the freezer. I've gone, oh, look at all this stuff in here, Mum. So I'm starting to pull it out and start to unwrap the tinfoil.
Yeah.
And here's wallets with wads of cash in it.
Wads of the stuff.
Oh, I'm not saying, well, I shouldn't say wads of cash. You know, there was a couple of $100 in that wallet and a couple of $100 in that wallet.
Yep.
So not thousands of dollars. But, Nan used to stash a few hundred for rainy days in the freezer.
Well, that makes up for your 86% loss with your crypto investment.
Hang on a sec. I haven't seen any of that because my mum still lives to this day.
Oh,
and
right.
As a matter of fact, she's spending my inheritance, currently caravanning around the country with her partner, Harold.
Keep spending, Mrs. Taylor. Keep spending.
And you know what? That's exactly what I say to her too. You've worked hard, Mum. You deserve it. Off you go. Spend as much as you like. I don't give a rat's rear end how much of the money you spend. You've earned it.
Yep.
You deserve to spend it.
Well, tracky decks aren't that expensive after all, PT.
No, they're not.
No.
But let me tell you, towing a caravan and filling up on fuel, very expensive.
Yeah, nasty stuff.
They were up in Alice Springs just quickly before we get to the news headlines, and it was nearly $3 a litre. And that's what one of your news pieces is about this morning.
Yeah.
Because by the end of the year, how much, Brett Mack?
Yeah, well, they're predicting $3 a litre.
Yeah.